Quantum Healing, and Ageless Body, Timeless Mind. Among the many best-selling titles by Wayne Dyer are Real Magic, You'll See It When You Believe It, and The Sky's the Limit. Upon meeting one another, Dr. Dyer and Dr. Chopra experienced that special magic that comes when two people are destined to become the best of friends. Since that time, they have continued to inspire audiences worldwide, both individually and together, with their wisdom, compassion, and humor. In the following presentation, these provocative thinkers come together once again before a live audience as they question and challenge one another with engaging humor and insights. Now let's join Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll wait as people come in. We're kind of winging this, so we don't have any formal planned agenda. One of the things we have talked about, in fact, we put out a set of tapes together called Living Beyond Miracles, where Deepak and I are dialoguing together on some of these issues. We met years ago, and in a moment, in what I talked earlier about, that satori, that instant, we had a clicking, we had a knowing. There was a beautiful sense of love between us in that instant. And since then, we've become close to best friends. We talk to each other four or five times a week. We leave together next Saturday to speak in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, and Auckland on a tour together. We have a worldwide commitment to higher consciousness. As soon as I can get rid of this Indian accent of his and get him talking right, we'll, because he says the same about mine, so I... You heard a lot of the things that Deepak was talking about and how they overlap with many of the things I speak of. Deepak, of course, is a medical doctor, an MD, and many of the questions that I have gone through, I couldn't get, there's hundreds of them here, but I got through a smattering of them, refer to medical issues, which, of course, Deepak will address, and I won't, although I'll give my opinions. But one of the things, Deepak, that I'm always intrigued by is something that we both have talked a lot about, and that is this whole business of collective consciousness. We were just standing in the back talking about the person that is who we are, that I that says I have a body, that I that says I have a mind, that you can't see and that you can't get, is not just located here in us. It is located where? Everywhere.
Nowhere and everywhere at the same time.
Yeah.
Nowhere in particular and everywhere in general. Mm-hmm. And it is the process of attention that takes that omnipresent, omnipotent field of potentiality and then freezes it into a localized space-time event. This physical body and even this personality with its mind and attitudes and ego is something that's happened as a space-time event as a result of that I putting attention on itself and freezing itself into a localized space-time event in a continuum of eternity.
Okay, let's take what that and say, what can we do with that? I mean, let's say that the same force, the same energy, the same God, the same Christian, whatever you want to call that intelligence, flows through you, it flows through me. Is that correct? I mean, it's in
both. And also flows through everything else, the trees and the stars.
Absolutely.
And the galaxies and the rainforests and everything,
right,
is permeated by that same, right, intelligence.
So there is some theoretically then, we can in fact influence that which is not necessarily influenced, but there isn't a cause and effect relationship, say, between me and you, but there is a, at the same time, relationship between you and I.
Yeah, the physicists...